Good afternoon. For the third day in a row, we'll see plenty of sunshine today with warm temperatures. Highs will reach the upper 70s and lower 80s region-wide. Some high clouds will increase late tonight, but it will remain dry through the overnight period. Lows will get down into the lower 50s. Clouds will thicken up late Monday morning, and we'll start to see showers move into the area by the middle to latter half of the afternoon. The showers will continue through Monday night and Tuesday morning. Heavy downpours are likely during this time, with a few rumbles of thunder also possible. The unsettled weather will linger through midday Tuesday just before a cold front moves through the area. High temperatures will be cooler, only into the lower 70s, both Monday and Tuesday. Wednesday will look to be a nice day with partly to mostly sunny skies and highs into the middle 70s. Another storm system will bring in a round of rain for Thursday into at least part of Friday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a broad area of low pressure interacting with deep tropical moisture will continue to produce periods of heavy rain with possible flash flooding across portions of the southeastern U.S. Flash flooding will remain a concern along the southern Appalachians from northern South Carolina through western North Carolina into southwestern Virginia, where several inches of rain have already fallen and numerous floods have been reported. Southeasterly winds will continue to draw deep moisture into this region, supporting more rounds of heavy rain and raising additional flash flooding concerns. The Weather Prediction Center is highlighting this region with a moderate risk for flash flooding today. On Monday, this system will be finally dislodged by a strong cold front approaching from the west, with rain spreading north into the northeast. This strong cold front will continue to push across the upper and mid-Mississippi Valley while sinking south across the southern plains today. Across portions of the southern plains, warm, moist, and unstable air is expected to support strong to severe thunderstorms ahead of the front, especially across parts of northern and central Texas, where the Storm Prediction Center is indicating an enhanced risk for severe thunderstorms. Storms capable of producing damaging winds and isolated large hail appear likely across this region this afternoon and evening. Behind the front, daytime highs today will only reach the 60s to low 70s, which is 10 to 20 degrees below normal across the central plains. The air mass will continue to shift south on Monday, with daytime highs expected to remain 20 to 30 degrees below normal across portions of West Texas. In contrast to the colder temperatures in the central U.S., temperatures along the west coast will begin to soar. Building high pressure and easterly winds will begin to support above normal temperatures across California and to western Oregon today. Temperatures will continue to climb across much of the western U.S. through the early part of the week, with temperatures as much as 20 to 30 degrees above normal across portions of western Oregon on Tuesday. Excessive heat watches are in effect for Monday and Tuesday for the central valleys of California. Red flag warnings are also in effect for this area, as well as for the North Bay Mountains of California today. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes ran from as high as 111 at Zapata, Texas, to as low as 19 at both Horton Peak and Banner Summit, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, mostly sunny, highs in the middle 70s. In Boston, mostly sunny, highs into the upper 70s. And in Buffalo, partly sunny, highs in the low 80s. The average high temperature for Albany today is 76, the average low temperature is 55. The record high is 100 set back in 1933, the record low is 37 set back in 1977. The sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m., the sunset is at 8:32 p.m. That's 15 hours and 14 minutes of daylight, 49 seconds more than yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Sunny skies today, highs into the lower 80s, mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny skies today, highs in the lower 80s, mostly clear tonight, lows in the middle 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, sunny skies today, highs around 80, mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny skies today, highs around 80, mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the Greater Capital District, as well as for the Saratoga area, east to south of Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, sunny skies today, highs in the lower 80s, mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for Monday, increasing clouds with showers moving in late in the afternoon, highs in the lower 70s. For Tuesday, morning showers, maybe a few thunderstorms with more sunshine by the afternoon, highs in the lower 70s. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs in the middle 70s. Thursday, widespread showers, highs into the lower 70s. For Friday, partly sunny, the chance for a shower, highs in the lower 70s. And for Saturday, mostly sunny, highs into the middle 70s. Enjoy your Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Greg Pollack.